Oasis Audio presents A Cousin's Challenge by Wanda Brunstetter. Read for you by Jill Schellebarger. Chapter 1. Quiet darkness met Jolene Yoder as she stepped into Aunt Dorcas's kitchen. After losing her hearing 2 years ago in a van accident, she'd become used to the quiet. There are even times when she saw it as a blessing rather than a hindrance. Oh, she missed some things. Twittering birds, rain splattering on the roof, the soft mew of a kitten, and her mother's gentle voice. What she didn't miss were blaring car horns, squeaking doors, roaring thunder, and the shrill voices of people shouting. She flipped on the light switch and glanced around. Aunt Dorcas was obviously not home. If she were, she'd be in the kitchen starting supper. Maybe she was still at the sewing circle, where she and several women from her Mennonite church were making quilts and other items for the Mennonite relief sale that would take place later that fall. Someone touched Jolene's shoulder, and she whirled around. "Sorry if I startled you," Uncle Charlie signed. "It's okay," Jolene spoke as she signed. She understood that tapping her shoulder was sometimes the best way to get her attention. "I thought Aunt Dorcas would be home by now. Do you know why she's so late?"
"When she left this morning, she said she planned to make a few stops on her way home from church this afternoon."
Uncle Charlie spoke rather than signed, and Jolene interpreted by reading his lips.
"Guess I'd better start supper so we can eat as soon as she gets home. Would you consider making a chicken pot pie?"
She nodded and grinned. Uncle Charlie might not have a Pennsylvania Dutch background, but he sure liked Pennsylvania Dutch food.
"If you don't need me for anything, I think I'll go back to the living room and finish reading the newspaper."